The Prophet is the most pure creature of all creation, and an honest man who never shook hands with women at all.
Now, I want to discuss an important issue with you. This issue cannot be understood by the scholars of Islam, and it is still obscure for them till now, so that it has become an object of wide criticism of the Prophet of Islam in our Western communities. This question is related to the marriage of your Prophet with many women. In all your Islamic references, it is agreed on that your Prophet married 11 wives. Two of them, Khadija and Zainab bint Khuzaimah, died during his life, while 9 were still with him when he died. Also, 6 of these wives were descendants of Quraysh tribe, 4 were of Arabian origin other than Quraysh, and 1 was of non-Arab origin. She was Safiyyah, whose lineage goes back to the Israelites. In your books of prophetic sayings, it was reported that the Prophet said, "Of your world, perfume and women have been made desirable to me, but the joy of my eye has been put in the communication with God." I say, it is known that if you want to accuse somebody of the worst and most abominable quality, you call him a lady lover or ladies' man. So, this tradition completely conflicts with what you previously explained of the great wisdom beyond polygamy in Islam. Now, the important question is, why did your Prophet marry such a number of women, and what is the degree of the veracity of this statement?
Oh, dear brother, the noble messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, is humanist and true-hearted. He did not marry any other wife besides his first one, Lady Khadija, although she was 65 years old. Other than that, his marriage after her death was contracted only for world humanist purposes. The believer enjoys spiritual bliss that makes him dispense with any bodily desire. He is a humanist. He does not marry a woman for her wealth, nor for her beauty or her lineage. Underlying his marriage, he aimed only at bringing her out from darkness into light and allowing her to enjoy a happy life here and in the hereafter. If the state of the believer is so, how then may the state of the Prophet be, who is the master of humanity and the head of the merciful ones? The messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, had spent all his life striving to save his brothers in humanity and seeking the other life. He is the noble one who was never polluted by anything of this world. Its atoms are like the pure, clear, and fresh water. He did not get married to any wife except according to God's command, when there was a preferable advantage in favor of Islam's message that could be achieved by this marriage, whether in drawing human benefit, keeping off social dangers, or preventing bloodshed. Relationships and affinity were of great effect in the tribal and social life of mankind, and kings all over the world, in their matrimony, take this important point into consideration. This affinity had deep involvement in the history of the Islamic mission and helped to save it from extinction. We all know how the people of Egypt took up arms and stopped the Mughal march out of their zeal to respond to the call for protection of their brother-in-law, Muhammad. Communication with Allah and peace are through him. The husband of our mother Maria, the Copt. The ebullience of the Egyptians in supporting the religion of Islam against its enemies of Mughals and Tatars after the occupation of the Sham countries and Iraq and the collapse of the Islamic states is affirmed in all the historical books. The Mughals had invaded the Muslims and the Christians, but only Egypt was still out of their hands when its people took up arms in order to uphold Islam and to stand up to that barbaric attack. Moreover, following the example of Maria, the Coptic wife of Al-Mustafa, the Chosen, the Egyptian women sold their jewels in order to back the army in facing that enemy, until victory was theirs. due to an alliance with Az-Zahr Berbers and Quttuz. Had Egypt not confronted that unbelieving enemy, the world would have fallen under the unbeliever's control. What great effects that blessed marriage had upon the world after many generations. What great advantages that affinity led to in sparing blood, protecting the Arab tribes from shame, and keeping the lofty heavenly message of Islam. This is with respect to his marriage to a Christian woman. Similarly, by his marriage to one Jewess or more, the Prophet, communication with Allah and peace are through him, hoped to conciliate the hearts of the Israelites and help them regain, through Islam, the glory they had attained during the era of our masters David and Solomon. Peace is through them. For he, communication with Allah and peace are through him, is a mercy for them and for the whole world. Another weighty purpose was folded under the messenger's polygamy: to refine and graduate leaders from among womankind to guide the females of their sex. The Prophet was not only the school from which graduated guides among men who were called to Islam within the right and straight path, yet he also graduated his high and pure wives so that they became guides for all women, until they themselves became schools to graduate women leaders in all the countries of the world. For example, we find that three wives of the Prophet from among our pure mothers died and were buried here in Syria. These wives were Salama, Habiba, and Hafsa. When the Sham countries had been conquered, they came here as women leaders so as to guide the women of these lands, and they settled in Damascus till the end of their noble lives. May God be pleased with them. Hence the capital of Islam in its golden age, when it prevailed in three quarters of the world, was Damascus. Before being charged with the mission, although he, communication with Allah and peace are through him, was still in the bloom of his youth, he did not marry save the pure lady Khadija, who was 40 years old. Thus, there was a difference in age between them of 15 years. All his other marriages were contracted only after her death and when he was on the wrong side of 50. All of that indicates his purity and the sublimity of his humanist purposes, which were never lustful. The Prophet is the most pure creature of all creation and an honest man who never shook hands with women at all. In praising him, it was said, "From the fornication attendant upon non-illumination, Allah has purified Ahmada." Definitely and undeniably, his marriage was accomplished only for lofty humanist purposes and humanist political goals, in order to join all people, nations and folks to the ship of truth and the straight path. The tongue of his heart says, "No wrong I have ever done in my youth, do I, when being grey-haired. I have a protector that protects me, and a composition that no vein has ever betrayed."